Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this DePring?
This is DePring.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm excellent. I wasn't sure if it was you or Todd that was inquiring about maybe opening up a new account.
Well, it was, you know, it was me, but they called Todd yesterday, and Todd basically told them to, I'm the one who's kind of spearheading it. Todd's paying for it, but it's my ideas. So that's how he told them.
Cool. No wonder, because it said they spoke with Todd, but then they gave me
yes.
a call.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, no, that's how that worked out.
They did it right. They just didn't put the note in as to why.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
confused. So
that's okay. That's all right.
Yeah. So what's going on? It looks like you're looking at a couple of different businesses. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the first one that we'd like to start moving forward on is, so we have this back property beyond our backyard, and it's like, I'd say it's probably a good acre that's all fenced in, and inside that acre, there is four basically runs, so it's basically four fenced in pens inside that area. So some of the pens are 25 feet wide by 75 yards, okay, so... and there's like four of those like that. And so what we are wanting to do is I met a dog trainer and we wanted to basically, it's called Captain, we came up with the name of Captain's Canine Cove, or the internet did. And so basically we want, she does dog training for therapy dogs and, service dogs and stuff like that. She also does agility training. And so, we wanted to kind of, you know, have you know what a sniff spot is? Have you heard of that yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, basically,
actually.
Yeah, so it's basically this gentleman started a business where people can, like what I'm doing, and but put it out to the public of like, hey, if you want to take your dog to an actual yard, you know, and maybe not to a dog park because dog parks aren't for everyone, you know, that people have signed. Yeah, so people have signed up, and they go through Sniff Spot, you know, and they Sniff Spot takes a percentage, you know, but they carry insurance for them and stuff like that also. So that's kind of what we're doing is, you know, I'm hopefully going to gear it more towards dog trainers, you know, because there's some breeds that I know that are on the more aggressive side, and those are not going to kind of,
yep.
It's going to be kind of an exclusive club, you know, so I'm really going to try to focus more towards dog trainers and then their customers that already are with them and kind of, you know, but we still need a website.
Yeah,
kind of how it
sounds
is.
Like you have a really good setup for it, though, so that's cool with the different pens and all. And it
yeah.
looks like you could maybe even do some boarding, too, if you wanted to, or doggy daycare.
We had thought
like
about
that.
The boarding, and we had done it for a friend, and it's very lucrative, but I don't think we really want to go that route, just, you know, maybe a doggy daycare, but we'll see. But for right now,
yeah.
you know, I think this, you know, because we don't, it's very passive. We don't have to be here, you know, she
yep.
can come here with her clients and Local Splash.
Yeah,
so.
That's very cool. Okay. So, what I would recommend, because if you looked at our website, they sell the website for $2,500 up front plus $49 a month hosting. But I would rather have you get kind of like the same package that Todd has for Captain Todd's Lighting and Electrical, because with that, I can get an override to include the website for you for free. And with that package, the benefit of it is that we would also promote you under those keywords, you know, dog training, obedience training, sniff spot, you know, agility training, you know, and that way we make sure that your website is now getting the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Okay. So yeah, with that package, it's just a flat rate month to month of $249. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99. To get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $348. And then one thing that's new since Todd's been working with us is that they also will allow us now to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So, you know, not sure if that's something you'd want to utilize or not. Do you have anything set up for the business yet, like an Instagram or a Facebook, or is it all just in the beginning stages right now?
It's kind of in that we just finished seeding the field. Todd finished seeding the field. We've got probably another month or so out. So, I mean, we just wanted to try to get ahead of where it's like when we are ready to, you know, pull the trigger.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we already have people waiting that have seen the website and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend then adding the Facebook ads on yet, because the reason that people like them, especially in the beginning, is it jump starts the programming and it gets you quicker results. But first page placement on Google typically takes 45 to 60 days. So you're in the perfect time frame if you're like a month out. To get the ball rolling on that. And then once you're actually ready to open the business, you could always call us back and, you know, add the Facebook ads. It's just $100 extra each month. But, you know, I wouldn't do it yet, because those ads will be up and running in under 2 weeks and you're not ready for it yet.
Yeah, people
will
be standing at the door going, hello.
Yes. But at least now you know that it's available. You know, it's pretty cool how it works, because when people search for anything online, chances are next time they go to their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yes.
Right? Yes. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking, you know, what people are searching for. So, you know, that would be something you can consider down the road. And then with this one, the address that you would be using for the dog training purposes is the same as the Hostler Avenue that you have under Captain Todd's, right? Lighting and electrical?
We're going to actually use, so we did a second address at our house and we turned our garage. We were able to get it into a second address. So I'd actually like to use
perfect. I was going to tell you, it's better to have a different address, because we don't want it to conflict with Captain Todd. So that's why I asked you that. So, wow, you were even ahead of the curve with that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. And then the only other thing also is the phone number won't conflict, because it's going to, you know, he has a call tracking number for Captain Todd's, and we can put a call tracking number on the dog training as well. They can forward to the same number, but as far as Google's concerned, if each business has a unique number, it's going to help you rather than hurt you.
Yeah,
you know?
I have a number, a different number.
Oh, okay. You are so awesome. Okay, so give me that number.
It's 530.
Uh-huh.
685.
Mm-hmm.
8428.
8428, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll create the account under that number just so that it doesn't conflict with anything. But for the dog training calls, that's going to be the business line, right? You don't necessarily want a call tracking number, do you? Because you can have it if you want it. It's a preference.
I think for right now, we'll hold off and hold on.
Okay.
Todd's waving his hand.
Okay.
Another thing that I spoke after yesterday was we're gonna try to bundle actually three ones. It's gonna be the Canine Cove. It's gonna be our cottage food, and it's gonna be our microgreens. All that same phone number. So that's why we want to use the kind of the tracking. We want the number.
Yes.
Your number forwarding to that number. So that way, when we set up the other two projects, everybody forwards to that number. You understand?
Okay, so you do want a call tracking number, but rather than forwarding it to your direct line or Deprings, it would go to this 530-685-8428. Is that correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Okay. And then do you want to set up all three of the businesses initially, or are you going to start with the dog training and then you'll put the other two on down the road?
That. We're going to start with the dog training. And
okay. 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 I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. So where do you want me to send the confirmation email, Dipring?
Yeah, I should probably make an email up, huh? Just right now,
It won't be published online or anything. It's just for our correspondence to, between us and you. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, here I got, let me tell you right now. All right, let me give you this one right now. It's Chico,
mm-hmm.
and then the word garden,
mm-hmm.
and then the number is 2&2 mm-hmm. at gmail.com.
Perfect. ChicoGarden22@gmail.com. And yeah. I know Catherine put on your last name on the other form, but give it to me one more time, please.
Yeah, it's. My last name is Mederos, Mediros.
Got it. And then for the first name, is it capital D apostrophe P-R-I-N-G?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then give me the new address that you're using for this one, please.
It's exactly the same as, but the last number changes to 2. So it's 13092 Hostler okay. Avenue.
Oh, very cool. Okay. You're lucky you could do that, right?
Yeah, I don't know how Todd figured out how to do it.
That's smart. So give me one second here.
Persuasion.
What was that, Todd?
He said charm and persuasion.
That's funny. So it is an address that the post office recognizes just in case, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a post office. There's a mailbox out there. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to select this. And give me the name of the business one more time.
Captain, C-A-T-A-I-N-S, I guess apostrophe S.
Okay.
And then canine.
Cove. Oh, canine, and then cove, right? I had it backwards.
Yeah, and then canine. Now, canine with a K. We're not spelling canine out. We're spelling it K-9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way I had it. I was thinking, because people will relate to that with dog training, you know, rather
yeah.
than, yeah. So I think that that's much, much better. So we'll
yeah.
do the K and then the 9.
9 and then Co.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm just trying to make sure that sometimes when I have an account that I'm setting up on a new one, it'll start like, you know, kind of glitching with the first one because I have to go back to the other profile to look if I needed something from there. But it was 13092 Hostler Avenue. Now, do you have a domain yet, or do you want us to just purchase that during the client interview?
We don't have a domain yet.
Okay, perfect. No problem. We'll get you a domain then. So some people are like one step ahead and they'll have the domain, which is fine. But if you don't have it, we'll get one for you. So I'll create an appointment later today for my technician to call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Do you have content for the site yet? Because if not, we could initially use stock photos and then down the road you could send us actual content as you get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I you know exactly what you mean. I think it'd be easier just going with you because it was such a headache when we initially did our own. We had like three different names that we were going with when we were doing Captain Todd, and then just trying to understand how all that works. If you guys do that for us, So
yes.
In order for you to set up the website, we give you access to our domain. Anyway, so
For Captain Todd's, you already had the domain and you added us to it?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. But this one, you prefer us to just get it because for you, it's easier than having to go get one and add us, right?
Oh, God, yes. It's a nightmare. You have no idea.
We appreciate local class. It's been one of those things where it's like, thank God for local class. So, we understand the business side of it, and we really appreciate your guys.
No problem. We'll make it as simple as possible for you, and they'll go over options. I mean, you have a very unique business name, so I don't see why, CaptainsK9Cove.com wouldn't be available. But if for some reason it's not, they'll give you available options, okay?
Right. I've already looked. It's available.
Yay! Okay. That's awesome. So, and then how do you want to set this up? Is it going to be a debit or a credit card?
Don't we have it set up through a debit card or credit card right now?
For Captain Todd's? Let me see what payment method you have on file there. Hold on. I'll go to the other account and I'll look at the billing. It's a MasterCard ending in 7115.
Your bank FEMA card out of the right out of the account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to use that same account, we can. If not, we can put it on a different account. Just whatever is easiest.
Yeah, give us just a second.
Yep, of course.
We're going to put you on hold for just 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. All right. I got a card whenever you're ready.
Okay, so does this one have your name or Todd's name or how does it read? It's Todd. Okay.
Todd R. Shields.
Okay.
And it's the 13090 address for the billing in case.
Thank you for reminding me that. I caught that when I went back to the billing for the first account, but I would have forgot now, so I'm happy that. Okay, so 13090 as for the street number, and then go ahead with the card number.
Okay, it is 4147-4002-9827-0883.
Okay, expiration?
1225.
And the code?
739.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for our technician to call you, and they'll go over, the setup. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Captain's K9 Cove.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Supring Medeiros, CFO.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 9th, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, Dupring, it takes about 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Okay.
I have an opening at 2 o'clock today or at 3 o'clock. Which one would work better, you think?
2 o'clock sounds fine. Oh, actually, 3.
Two, okay.
Three,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep, so what I'll do is I'm going to block out a whole hour from 3 to 4, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 3:15. You know, don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then I had someone once that had a client interview for 9 a.m. and they called me at 9:01. No one's called me yet, so now I always say that so people don't panic. Yeah. So at any case, I also, because I gave you special pricing because we matched the rate that Todd has with his other profile, I wanted you to go in and just acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into the rate and ensure that it'll never go up. So do you get text messages on that number, the 530-685-8428?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to get a text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And the link to the terms is also in the initial email that says your initial invoice. So you can access that link either through the email or through the text. But if you open it up, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. There will be 3 boxes that you have to check, one to show that it's a reoccurring charge, the second to show you receive text messages, the third will say that you're authorized on the account. So once you select all 3 of those boxes, you have to enter in Todd's name, just like it is on the billing, Todd R. Shields. So for the actual account, I have it in your name, Dupring, but just because the billing's in his name, the e-signature will go to hit through his name, if that makes sense. Yeah, and then if you plug it in and hit confirm signature, you'll know that it went through if you get a prompt asking you for a username and password. That's your sign that it actually went through. So you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's all in your welcome email already. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Am I supposed to click something else? Is it clicking?
Did it? Is it, what's it saying? Is it asking you for a username and password, or did it get stuck at the?
It won't let me see. I tried to hit the confirm signature. Oh, maybe I have to delete that. I don't know.
It didn't go through. I don't see it on this end. But did you put the Todd R. Shields?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? Shoot, I have a typo. I have S-H-E-I, and it's I-E. So just type it in the way I have it, and then I'm going to have the tech fix that. So, but right now it'll have to match. So just put S-H-E-I. I should have caught that because I was looking at the other account and it was IE, so I'll fix it right now. Mm-hmm. But if you make it match with the EILS, then it'll
go
through.
Okay,
that's probably, yeah, that's why. That's why it didn't go through. Okay, the mystery's been solved. Awesome. Okay, so now if that went through, you're all good to go. So my technician will call you around 3 o'clock. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you're ready to sign up those other two businesses, you could always reach me directly.
Okay.
Do you want me to text it to you just so that you have it?
Todd wrote it down.
He did. Okay, perfect. Yeah, usually that 777 is so easy, people will remember it. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's the same number for Local Splash anyway. So as you know, Todd, because you already have the first account, anytime you call in, you know, and you hit customer support, anyone can help you. And then if you wanted to talk to a specific person, you just type in that extension, and then it'll ring directly to their desk, okay?
Cool. Can you give me the full number again so I can write it down?
Yes. 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 Do you have paper or do you want me to wait a minute?
Go ahead.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. But as you know, if you ever call in to make an update or you have a billing question or anything like that, you can also hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then Dupreng, one last thing is you're going to get an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. What that is that Google will protect you as a small business that's trying to get up and running from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that email will ask you for a business license or registration or an invoice with the address. I think there's like 7 different suggestions. Don't stress about having to send every single thing on that list. If you only have 3 of the items, that's perfect. Get that over to us, and then we at least have something to show Google to make sure the verification goes smoothly, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we have
to. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, even if you don't have all of it, you know, anything like a business card with the address or, you know what I mean, or an invoice, try to get over whatever you can, and then that will help everything go smoothly, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Okay. Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to both of you, and best of luck with your business. I'm a huge animal lover myself. I have 3 dogs, so I think it's very cool that you're expanding that direction. So I think it's going to be very profitable for you, too, you know?
I'm hoping so, yeah. I think it's going to be when we realize.
Yeah, I spent a ton of money on dog training with my dogs when they were little, like when they were puppies. I wanted them to have like the basics down, but it's expensive.
And that's, you know, the lady has been, how I met the lady is she's doing, she trains some of the therapy dogs in the hardware stores so that they, you know, she walks them around and so that they get used to people and noises and stuff like that.
Hey, Tina, real quick.
Yes.
Can you verbally give me some of those 7 things that you're talking about, business license, business card, what other stuff?
Oh, yes. It's in that email that I just sent her, but it says tools and or work equipment. So maybe take a picture of those 5 pens that you have in the back, you know, a work vehicle with a license plate. Not sure if that applies because it's not really like a, you know, a business that you're going out, but if you have a, you know, California license plate on your vehicle with like a dog crate in it or something, then that at least shows Google that you're valid in the California area. 3rd item says a business license / insurance. The 4th item says a business card. Business registration is the 5th item. The invoice or the workplace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I got
yeah, so, yeah, but, oh, good. Yeah, it's all listed there. So, yeah, it'll be a seamless process. Just get over what you can, and then that will help, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Do you have a logo or anything yet or no?
Mm,
Not really. I mean, I had an idea of what I wanted. My sister had made something off of her phone, and I thought it was a cute little logo. So kind of something in that direction. But
okay.
I really didn't have anything like, oh, yeah, use this artwork. No, I don't.
Okay, okay. If you give them that idea, I mean, we're not graphic artists or anything, you
sure.
know, but sometimes if someone needs a logo, we'll do it as a courtesy. So if you give them that idea, they can make a little mock-up of something that's, you know, close to what you're thinking. Or you could send over what you said it was your sister that was working on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could send over what she's done so far, and maybe we can, you know, spruce it up a little bit and put it on the website for you, too.
Yeah.
That'll help you with branding.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Okay. Okay, so good. I think we're all on the same page. So, yeah, best of luck with your new business, and it was nice talking with both of you. And then the technician will call you around 3, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.